WSBTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hello again, everybody. You're listening to Dome and Domer, an online conversation about Notre Dame football from a fan's perspective. We're sponsored by the South Bend Chocolate Cafe in downtown South Bend. If you have any questions or comments, email us, domeanddomer@wsbt.com. I'm Mike Sullivan, and joining me today is Mike Brammer. And in the next 12 minutes, this podcast is going to break down Notre Dame's chances for a berth in the national championship game. We'll talk about the various scenarios that have to come together for the Irish to get that opportunity. First, let's look at the current BCS situation. Notre Dame sits fifth, right behind Florida, USC, Michigan, and Ohio State. So, Mike, let's talk about Florida first off. What has to happen with the Florida Gators in order for Notre Dame to ascend up the BCS polls and have that shot to play for the national championship?
Yeah, I think really if you look at those top five, Florida is the only real problem. And that being that if Florida wins out, it's going to also depend on what Arkansas does. But if Arkansas beats LSU, Florida then plays a weak opponent this weekend, Western Carolina or whoever it is. They then play Arkansas. They play Florida State, still got to get by them. They then play Arkansas, and if that point, if they're a one-loss Arkansas who's beaten LSU, they then beat Arkansas, you're going to have some people complaining that, hey, that's the SEC champion going through that schedule. They deserve a right at the national championship.
So you think a Florida team that wins out, Notre Dame, it cannot leapfrog and get ahead of a Florida team that wins out with a victory over a one-loss Arkansas team?
That is going to be the most difficult scenario. It's still a slight possibility because it all depends on what happens to USC prior to playing Notre Dame.
Well, I think if we have the benefit of having knocked off the second-ranked, you know, USC team, who is a one-loss team, flying high, all the national hype that goes along with USC, if we beat them, I think there is a case to be made for leapfrogging Florida. Notre Dame's strength of schedule is very comparable to Florida's strength of schedule. And keep in mind that Florida's schedule will take a hit over the next 2 weeks with their game against West Carolina and Florida State, whereas Notre Dame's schedule improves with its game against Southern Cal.
Agreed. The only strange thing here, at least with this season, is, I mean, think about what we were thinking 2 weeks ago with Notre Dame's chances. Literally none. Here we are 2 weeks later, and the landscape has changed drastically. I would say the argument for Rutgers being 14th last week, all of a sudden now they're 6th. So those kind of mood changes among people that are out there, that's what causes this. You get Arkansas beating an LSU team that people think maybe, hey, only two losses playing the SEC schedule, they're looking tough. Arkansas handles them. Whoa, wait a minute, they're now the darling of the media. Whoa, Arkansas is now 4th. That's the thing that we can't
right.
afford to
and,
have
and,
happen.
Well, in terms of Arkansas being a threat, Arkansas's strength of schedule is so bad that I personally don't see Arkansas leapfrogging Notre Dame. But I think your point is if Florida beats a highly regarded Arkansas, that will keep Florida ahead of Notre Dame.
Right. If Arkansas is 4th when Florida plays them and beats them, that's going to be a problem. If USC is 2nd and we're 5th, they may say, those two teams shake out. You got to give it to Florida.
Yeah. Honestly, if Florida wins out and we win out, and are ultimately edged out of the number 2 spot by Florida, there's not a lot you can – I mean, you could make a case for Notre Dame, but you could also make a case for Florida. That's a situation that I wouldn't be crying any injustice there.
Right, and I think the good thing about that scenario is that Florida, being the most difficult of all of them, well, guess who has the least confidence among the top five amongst the ESPN pundits? It's clearly Florida. Confidence has dropped in those guys in a big way.
I agree. We're talking about if they win out, but I don't think they're going to do it. I mean, Florida State, granted, this is not a good Florida State team. They're capable of beating Florida without question. I mean, Florida has not looked good for several weeks, and then you turn around and you have Arkansas in the SEC championship. I think the odds on Florida getting through those two games aren't great. So let's talk about Arkansas again, if Arkansas runs the table, I think the Irish stay ahead of them based on strength of schedule. And let's not forget, who's Arkansas's one loss to? Southern Cal.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. If you're matching up Arkansas and Notre Dame, both of them have a common opponent. You had USC at home, and you got blown out 55-14.
Yeah, 50-14, right.
Yeah, Notre Dame goes into USC territory at night, 8 o'clock game. It's everybody's eyes on it, and they win. I don't see it happening. Notre Dame's going to get the nod.
I would agree with that. I think that in terms of teams behind us, leapfrogging us, it's not going to happen. Arkansas, West Virginia, Rutgers, none of them will get ahead of Notre Dame because the strength of schedule, I mean, the mathematics of the BCS bid are going to work in our favor.
And the nice thing about us, the way we're positioned right now, is guess what's going to be most fresh on everybody's mind? That 8 o'clock game in Southern California come November 20th.
Well, until the next week when the SEC and the Big East are in the spotlight then.
True,
so there, you have to worry about that a little bit. But
what if Florida loses that game?
Exactly.
Then you're, all right, they're out. Sorry, fellas. You're now out. Notre Dame was impressive in the last game. We end up getting in.
I agree. Okay, so now, assuming Florida is removed from the equation, we agree that that's the one variable here that is probably the most difficult for Notre Dame to overcome. But at the same time, Florida has a tough road. Okay, now let's look at what's ahead of us. Ohio State and Michigan. Is the loser of that game out of it? What do you think?
I think so. I think 4 weeks ago everyone was talking, oh, what an idea that would be to have a rematch and everything. Now here we are, game week, and the head coach for Ohio State says, no, fellas, that's not a good idea. It doesn't make sense, and here's why. You got to win your conference and be the conference champion to play in the national championship game. It doesn't make sense that you aren't your own conference champion and you're playing for the national championship.
Right. Those are Jim Tressel's thoughts. And I think recent history, Nebraska a few years ago and Oklahoma, neither of them won their conference and got destroyed in the national championship game. So I think that's on people's minds. A few weeks ago, the idea of a Michigan-Ohio State rematch, I think, had some momentum to it. But I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, that and the pundits have also picked up on this. You now look at the stories on ESPN and so forth, and almost everybody to a T is saying it's very, very unlikely that's going to happen. And it makes sense. One huge thing in Notre Dame's favor, you got the top eight BCS teams all playing each other in the next 2 weeks. That right there is the scenario everybody's been clamoring for, the playoff system.
Right. And
you have it.
And I think it creates this mentality of you lose, you're out. It's an elimination tournament. Even though we know, you know, it's not literally, it creates that sense that it is. And I think you're right. That helps Notre Dame. If we beat SC, everybody else loses. We're going to advance. Now, of the two, Michigan and Ohio State, which team is better for Notre Dame to lose that game? Which team would you like to see lose that game?
Well, in the overall scope of things, if you want to count Brady's run for the Heisman and so forth, certainly that's going to be aided by a Michigan victory. A loss in that big, huge game is going to weigh heavy on Troy Smith. Therefore, I think Brady has a good game against USC. He may leapfrog him and win the Heisman.
I agree.
As a Notre Dame fan, that's great. Of the two teams, the other good thing about this game, no matter who wins this game, if Notre Dame makes it to the national championship to play that team, there's revenge in the minds of the Notre Dame players. Ohio State beat him last year in the Fiesta Bowl badly. Poured on, we all know, the magic number, 617. They want to reconcile themselves from that devastating defeat. Same thing this season. Michigan blowing us out at home. How'd you like to have another shot at those guys for the national championship?
Well, I agree. That motivation works for us in both scenarios. But a Michigan victory, not only does it help Brady Quinn, here's the other reason why we should be rooting for Michigan victory. If we have to compete with a one-loss Ohio State team, we're going to match up very favorably to them. We have a tougher schedule, according to the computers. Our computer average is higher. Our marquee road win is better than their marquee road win. I think we win that battle pretty easily.
Yeah,
but
one-loss
Michigan team and a one-loss Notre Dame team, it's pretty easy to make that comparison, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, who won the head-to-head? Michigan, right?
Yeah, the only bad thing about that scenario is that Ohio State winning and putting Michigan with that one loss, you go to the head-to-head, yeah, that's a problem for us. But I don't know if I see well.
It's going to be tough for voters to forget about that Michigan lopsided win over Notre Dame if we both have the same record.
Right. Except that Michigan losing this late, do they deserve two chances at the national championship?
Well, yeah, but can't you say the same thing about Notre Dame? Hey, you had your chance. You got beat by Michigan. You got beat by Ohio State. You're out.
Okay, and this is the factor that hasn't come in until maybe this year this argument will come into play. The NCAA tournament in basketball, the committee selection says, hey, how'd you play down the stretch?
Well, that's a great point.
That's got to come into play here because it is. We've got eight teams vying in the next 2 weeks. You got to win.
Well, listen, I think I'm not worried about Michigan beating us out to get a rematch. What I'm worried about is Michigan loses the game, stays ahead of us, Florida moves up, we beat SC, Florida steps in, and it's harder for us to leapfrog Florida if Michigan is ahead of us. That's what I worry about. But you're right, that concept of playing well down the stretch, let's hope that works in our favor.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap up this segment. You've been listening to Dome and Domer, an online conversation about Notre Dame football from a fan's perspective. Thanks again to our sponsor, the South Bend Chocolate Cafe in downtown South Bend. We'll be back in a few days with a preview of the Army game and a discussion of Ohio State and Michigan and its impact on Notre Dame's chances for a national championship. Until then, remember, I may be Dome, but he's Domer.